here's a story from The World.
In northern India today, thousands of people took to the streets after the brutal murder of a Hindu tailor. Many of the protesters in the city of Udaipur carried saffron flags, a holy color in Hinduism. They were calling for the death penalty for two Muslim men accused of beheading the tailor, Kanhaiyalal Taili. The incident has pushed religious tensions in India to a boiling point. Joining us now is freelance journalist Sushmita Pathak. She's in Meerut, not far from India's capital. Sushmita, tell us how all of this unfolded.
So it started with two videos that surfaced on social media on Tuesday. The first one shows the victim, who was a tailor, taking measurements of a bearded Muslim man in his shop. A few seconds later, the man attacks the tailor. Suddenly, there's a commotion. The camera falls, and you can hear the tailor's screams in the background. It was really horrifying. In the second video, two Muslim men claim responsibility for the murder. They introduce themselves and describe how they beheaded the Hindu tailor. They're holding what looks like meat cleavers. They're essentially boasting about the murder. And they also threaten to kill India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
That's pretty extraordinary. I mean, what else was said in this video?
Basically, the men said that this was an act of revenge. Revenge for supporting someone who insulted Prophet Muhammad. The tailor had allegedly shared a post on social media supporting Nupur Sharma. She was a member of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, who made derogatory remarks on TV last month about Prophet Muhammad and his wife. That incident led to a huge backlash from Muslim nations and sparked protests by Muslims in India too. There were counter-protests also from Hindus who supported Nupur Sharma, and it seems like the tailor was targeted for supporting her.
So, Sushmita, religious tensions have been rising in India for some time. So, as intense and tragic as this incident is, it's not an isolated one, right?
Right. This didn't happen in a vacuum. Like you said, religious polarization has been rising in India under Modi, who is seen as a Hindu nationalist leader. Some of Prime Minister Modi's most ardent supporters believe India should be a Hindu nation, not a secular state like it is now. Members of his party often make anti-Muslim remarks. There have been a number of incidents and policies in recent years that have disproportionately affected Muslims, you know, from mob lynchings and attacks on interfaith couples to arrests of prominent Muslim figures. Just earlier this week, police arrested a high-profile Muslim journalist and fact-checker over something he tweeted many years ago. And things really came to a head last month with the remarks about the prophet.
Right. So going back to Udaipur, what is the situation now? How tense are things there?
Udaipur has been on edge ever since the videos surfaced. Internet was suspended there. The government is rushing additional police because there are fears of riots. The tailor's funeral took place yesterday, and it was attended by a huge crowd. Today also, thousands joined a protest march demanding justice for the victim. It was organized by several Hindu groups. In other cities also, there were demonstrations calling for action against Islamist jihad. Yeah, that's how some people are seeing this incident.
Right. And what are authorities saying about the murder?
Authorities are treating it as an act of terrorism. The National Investigation Agency, which is a high-level federal agency, has taken over the case. Both the men in the video have been taken for questioning. There were some reports linking one of them to an Islamist group in Pakistan, but Pakistan has denied that.
Given that India is a Hindu majority country and this is a federal agency that is going to be investigating it, is it expected to be an impartial investigation?
It's really hard to say how the investigation is going to unfold. I mean, over the recent years, there's a feeling among, you know, activists that investigations by the federal agency that involve Muslim figures have not been impartial. So, yeah, there is a sense that maybe this will not be treated like that.
So whatever this investigation finds, this federal investigation, what has this done to the wider tensions across India?
It has just added fuel to the fire. There are very real fears that this could push religious tensions beyond their breaking point. India is a tinderbox right now. Muslim groups have condemned the attack, but we'll just have to see what happens. I spoke to political scientist Nilanjan Sarkar, and he says those who want to foment Hindu-Muslim tensions are actually going to use this incident.
There's political mileage to be gained out of every small event. It isn't that we haven't seen these kinds of events from time to time. It's that today, you know, you can have a very local event, but it can have national implications.
And so this might further embolden Hindu nationalists who see Muslims as a threat.
When Modi became prime minister in 2014, there were fears that Hindu nationalism would rise. How much of the current atmosphere is attributed to Modi himself?
A lot of it, just as Nilanjan Sarkar was saying, you know, Hindu-Muslim tensions have existed in India for decades, you know, since independence, even before independence. Since Modi came to power in 2014, there's a sense that it's really coming very close to the breaking point. The examples of policies or actions that have impacted Muslims disproportionately, the list is really endless.
Troubling times. Sushmita Pathak is a freelance journalist in India, joining us from outside Delhi. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.